Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 29th of April to the 2nd of May 2024. It's May Day! Are we officially in the summer now? Does that count? It's getting a little bit hotter. A little bit, in the UK anyway. Everywhere else in the world, your weather's probably beautiful. Not in the UK. We had the dullest rain, dullest April on record, and now we're slowly getting a little bit hotter. And that was this week's weather. Now back to the studio. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Yeah, the weather sounds great over there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you are over there. You're not that far away from me, really, are you?
How are you this week? It's getting a bit warmer, though. All right, thanks. Yeah, the weather... The weather's making things nicer. Do you know what? Do you know what I love about the warmer days?
What's that?
Now that I'm a mum, you're gonna rip on me for this.
Okay, I'm ready.
You can hang your washing out to dry on the washing line. That is the best thing about
the, best thing,
the days getting warmer.
Best thing about being a mother is that you get to hang your knickers out. Yeah, it's great.
I don't hang undies out there. I think that's a bit too much.
It's common, isn't it? Common.
Yeah.
Common.
I don't know about common, but I don't know. You never know who's looking and who might try and break into your garden, do you?
I know, steal your knickers. You do not know in this day and age, do you? Right, ladies and gents, it is now May, so that means it's time for a calendar change. So we have gone from... Hope you enjoyed the fireworks, and in case you've missed any details of this is the calendar that recreated for me for the year. Ree, anything to say about May's picture?
It's going to be fabulous, I'm
is
sure.
It? Yeah, yes. You cannot remember at all, can you?
I'm glad that I can't remember because I feel
it's a nice surprise for you, isn't it? This is the bit that works amazingly for the audio listeners, as always. If you'd like to see what's on the calendar, you have to come onto YouTube and have a look.
I can offer a visual description as you're doing it, if you'd like, Rob.
Yes, you can. And this is May's picture.
Ah, it's just a lovely photo of Peggy with her three children.
Yes.
Phil, Grant and Sam. And do you know what? There aren't that many pictures of her with all three kids.
No, I bet they're not, especially with that Sam.
Yeah, with Kim Medcalf, Sam. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Grant in his leather jacket. Peggy's
but we
in a
had
leather
to have
jacket.
One of her weird
Peggy's
kids.
In a leather jacket as well, the
well,
kinky
I'm
woman.
Guessing that's, well, Phil looks a bit drunk, so it's definitely noughties era. I think leather jackets were quite in then.
Yeah, I
like
think
late noughties.
Yeah, I think he's holding an orange juice. I can just about see through. I think just about see through the picture. I think he's holding an orange juice there, but he might not
or is
be.
It Bucks Fizz.
Might be a Bucks Fizz. He might have snuck a vodka in there. You know, Phil. Yeah. Right, that's May's picture. Marvellous. Stick that up on the wall in a moment. As for this week, I enjoyed this week. I thought this was a very, very good week. I really, really did. Minus the random celebrity appearance, which was what it was, I think. You know, so if you loved it, or you sort of just were like, It's about, I think it depends on what your views on Eurovision are, really, doesn't it? I'm not like...
Does it? Because I'm indifferent to Eurovision.
I'm completely indifferent to Eurovision. Like, I might watch it on the night, but...
And people enjoy it, that's nice. Like, I'm not fussed.
Having said that, I would say that Ollie Alexander is probably the biggest entry that we've had in the UK for the Eurovision for many, many, for years and years. That's how you do an Ollie Alexander pun. Alexander. Right. So, we will talk about this week's EastEnders very shortly. We're going to start with the return. I think some people were surprised to see the return of a certain Miss Jackson. Were you happy? Were you happy,
Ree?
Very
happy. Yes. I love Miss Bianca.
Right, let's get on with it in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's kick off this week's discussion. We're talking about Whitney and Zach and Lauren and Bianca, who made a return this week. Genuinely, I mean, I think we knew that she was coming back this week because we'd seen pictures, but there was a lot of talk online. I was like, oh my God, Bianca's back. I didn't expect that. Like, some people got genuinely surprised when she turned up in that Mexican van.
I would have been surprised had I not seen the spoiler picture.
Were you
of her
not
and
doing
Vernie?
A podcast? Were you not doing a podcast and you wouldn't have seen all the spoiler pictures, I imagine?
I know, it's so annoying. It's so annoying, but hey
ho. I mean, we'll talk about that Bernie and Bianca scene. This is the trials that we go through for you, listener and viewer.
By the way, talking of which, with the Mexican van, that were a load of rubbish, right?
Where did that come from? I don't know. They didn't really refer to that ever again. And I'm sort of, I got the impression that she wasn't being honest about it. But then I wonder whether that was just supposed to be a moment where we're supposed to be going, oh, Bianca, what you like, eh?
Oh, do you
what
think
you like?
Because No,
rather
why
than it
bring
being
a
something.
why
I
bring
know.
a Mexican van into it?
I
Why
don't
not
know
just get
whether
off at
it.
Tube and turn up with your bags or something?
I know. I don't know whether it was supposed to be a sort of thing that we're supposed to be like, what's that about? Or whether it was just, let's bring Bianca back in the craziest way we possibly can. I don't know.
Nah, I think it was a what's that about moment, personally.
Stick a pin in it, Ray. We'll stick a pin in it. Because she's
I will
back for a
also
few
like,
weeks, it
did
turns out.
you? Sorry as well. Sorry on that note there. Some of you were like, hey, you can't park that there, not knowing it would be Anchor Light. Who are you to be telling people where they can and can't park?
Sonia has got this habit of just having a go at any of having a go at
Like,
people. She opens her window and yells at
yeah,
random
stop
passers
making
by,
noise outside.
I'm on nights, you know. And then just yells at people parking there. Why can't they park there?
That's
Why?
what
What's the
I
problem?
mean.
The
That's what I
street? There's
mean.
no double yellow
Yeah.
lines. What's your
They've not
problem,
got
Sonia?
permits outside for like directly
No.
outside the
There isn't
house.
a no Mexican van sign outside your house, Sonia, for God's sake. Get a grip, love.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Anyway, sorry. Yes.
Bianca returns, and I am pleased to see it because actually, oh my God, was she back this week in proper full Bianca mode, wasn't she? Because I remember the last
Yes.
time Bianca came back for Whitney's wedding to Callum, I thought she was quite sort of understated for Bianca. Like she had this whole thing with Leo and all that kind of thing, but she didn't like have like crazy sort of random bouts of violence like Bianca is prone to, like she did this week.
We
Full on
saw
Bianca back.
full on Bianca, didn't we,
Oh,
this
we did
week?
indeed. But it's good to see her again. So she turns up, instantly sort of offends Reese. Because, you know,
Instantly.
instantly, it's like, yep, Bianca's back. There we go. And it turns out that she is properly back for a little while until Whitney leaves. I think this is, you know, which is nice. We get a few weeks of Bianca, which is
I
quite
wasn't
good to see.
expecting that
No,
either, so I'm very pleased about that.
I thought she'd be back for like this week, but I'm seeing like spoiler descriptions in a few weeks and she's still like being mentioned in it. So I think she's here until Whitney goes, to be honest, which is
Well,
lovely.
I've only made that assumption. See, I've not seen any further spoilers, but she said that she was going to start working in the cafe again. Oh, she must be back
She's
for a few
lovely.
weeks then.
Bianca back
Yeah,
in the caff.
brilliant.
Really nice.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. It's
Perfect.
really nice. Because she belongs there. If you were to give like a place where Bianca belongs, apart from her old house, it'd be the caff, which is nice.
Definitely.
I mean, it's amazing that anyone could just walk onto that square and say, "Give us a job then," and they just get a job. It's great.
It's
The
funny though, isn't
unemployment rate
it?
in Walford is practically zero. It's marvellous.
But do you know, did you like, do you think her and Priya are going to be friends or something?
I don't know. They're either going to clash or they're going to get on really, really well.
I thought Priya was smiling at her like, I like the look of you. So I think
Likes the
that they
cut of
might
her
actually
jib.
get on. Yeah,
Yeah,
cut of a
yeah.
jib. Yeah,
Give it,
that's
bring it on.
the
Bring it on,
one.
I say. I keep forgetting that Vinny basically owns the cafe at the moment.
I loved how she was like, what would she say? Like, I work in that cafe while you were watching Peppa, mate. I'm like,
Yeah,
yeah, too right.
she
Too
does.
right,
She was
Bianca.
indeed. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it makes me laugh with Bianca at the moment because she's so like all of a sudden she's so full of wisdom. She's come back like this philosopher and like sort of like she knows stuff now because she's not old, but she's, you know, she's older
She's
than
older,
older. She's the
yeah.
old. Well, she's the oldest we've ever known her, basically, isn't she?
Well,
She's
yes, that is true, Rob.
proper middle-aged woman now, isn't she?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
she knows stuff and she like offers advice. No more so. I really liked this moment when she and Bernie had that conversation. So
Yes.
Bernie came back. Vinny turned around to Bernie. Went, do you want to come in? Have a look at the calf. Well, why would she want to?
Such a Vinny
Vinny.
move.
Such a Vinny move. Got no idea what he's doing, does he? Bless him. And there was just that really nice moment of Bianca and
Bernadette.
Bernie having this really nice conversation, like sharing the fact that they both lost brothers. Like, really nice. I liked that.
Just ask, and I'm sorry if you don't recall this, but I was trying to figure out, had Bianca ever met Bernie before? Because obviously Tiffany were like best mates with her.
I think they will have met at some point
They
briefly.
have at
Like,
some point,
I think
okay.
she would have met maybe off screen. I don't know if they've ever shared any on screen moments together. I'm not sure, but
Okay.
I think they definitely will have met off screen at some
Yeah.
point. So they're sort of aware of each other for sure. I have to say though, the highlight of that scene was Linda, who.
Yes. Yeah.
I love Linda drunk. I know it's a
So
really
do
bad thing.
I. I know
She's
it's a.
so
I
funny when she's
know.
drunk. Like
She's very good at it. That's why.
having a whole conversation with Bianca and then suddenly realizing who she was talking to.
Yeah.
Bianca! But you know what? I'd have to say, I stand by what I've always said about this storyline with Linda. It's been going on for about 4 years now, by the way, this story. If not
Yeah,
longer.
yeah.
And
Yeah.
what's really nice is that she can do like a really funny kind of drunken comedy performance, like forgetting who, not realizing who she's talking to. And then it's immediately juxtaposed, juxta, juxta, juxtaposed, that's the word I'm looking for, juxtaposed with like the sort of sadness of the fact that she's like having to cling onto the fence for support. So it just like you kind of have the comedy in one hand and immediately the tragedy of a situation with the other. It's really nice. I love the way that they're doing this story.
You used to get that with Phil quite a lot as well, yeah. I think.
The fact that everybody is sort of just like leaving her to it at this stage. And like all she'll get really is sort of like the odd sympathetic glance from a character. But they'll just sort of leave her to it, and she just randomly gets hammered during the day, and there's not a lot anyone can do about it.
We've mentioned it before. What else can they do? Because at least you know that she's on the square and you're keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're like, you're not staying here while you're drinking, she's going to be off doing all sorts.
Yeah.
At least the worst that she's done, I guess, is walk across the square drunk.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's
killed Keanu, but other than that.
You know, that tiny detail. But I just love the fact that basically it just seems that the Knights and her have kind of got into a bit of a routine to work around her drinking, like looking after the kids, and then Linda can sort of get hammered during the day and they're sort of working their way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll occasionally throw in, oh, I want to quit. But then the family is just sort of nodding along going, yeah, well, that would be lovely if you want to do that. That would be great. Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, watch your space with that. But, I mean, at some point, you're going to have the invariable scene of her having to go to the doctors and being told that, you know, her liver is pickled, and if she has one more drink, she might die. That will come at some point. And I will miss Drunken Linda massively because it's just brilliant. Anyway, so the main thing for Bianca this week was that she managed to find out about Lauren and Zach through a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Yes, that was quite cleverly done, to be fair, actually.
I think it made sense, yeah, because it was sort of related back to a conversation that she'd had with Linda about when he was with Nancy. And I think it's like she brought that up and Zach automatically thought that she was talking about Lauren. I thought, because there's so many ways to do that, and it does feel forced when they do it. And, you know, there's so many forced ways of doing that. But I think that was kind of quite an understandable route of confusion to get to that point. So I think that worked.
Yeah, definitely.
And Bianca's response to that is to just storm out, slap Lauren, slap Zach. Yep, Bianca's back.
Yep. I know, I was thinking as well, like, that's a cousin, isn't it, Lauren?
Yes.
Bianca and Lauren are cousins. Yeah. So I remember, because Lauren was like, oh, nice to see you, Bianca. Slap. What did she call you? Dirty cow or something?
Dirty cow,
like
as bad as your father.
Dirty cow. Dirty cow. By the way, I was wondering, you don't think they're going to make Lauren get pregnant, do you?
I hope not. I hope not. Not yet, anyway.
You never
give it
know.
Time. I mean, I figure that when Whitney goes, Zach and Lauren are the future, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm sure something will happen with Penny further down the line, because Zach's just this Lothario who can't keep it in his pants. It's basically Zach, isn't it? So, yeah, the whole week kind of revolves around, like, the fact that Bianca knows the secret and Zach is basically trying to kind of keep it under wraps. No, I'll tell her. But then the whole matter is massively complicated by the fact that Reese accidentally reveals to a social worker about the sort of the situation with Debbie.
Weren't that the head teacher?
No, I think it was a
school or a teacher from the school.
I want to say it was a social worker, but it was somebody basically in an authority. It might have been, but either way.
Why do they have all these like official meetings in like cafes?
In McClunkies.
I know.
If you're meeting your head, like your daughter's head teacher or your social worker or something, you're taking her to the local kebab shop? Is that what you're doing? Local fried chicken shop? I'll take you there.
Can I meet you at KFC?
Let's meet you in Little Chef.
Get a bucket
share, maybe. With the price of KFC these days, you're having a laugh. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so expensive.
I know, right?
So now, basically, what happens is that the social turn up at Whitney's door and take Brittany away because they have discovered basically that things are not as honest as they were.
Well, she's not Brittany's mother because she was pretending to the school that she was actually
she was.
A mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've gone in and gone, you've been committing fraud pretending to be a mum, essentially.
Yes, and so then the only kind of solution that Zach can think of, A, to keep Bianca's gob shut, and B, to sort of try and resolve this situation somewhat, is to try and get in touch with Keely. Keely's back on the square this week. I've got to say, I do like Keely. She's got a sort of... I suspect we're not going to see very much more of her, which is a shame, because I think that the actress is really, really good. And there was a real sympathy for Keely this week, I thought. I thought there was a sympathetic side to her. She wasn't sort of like this hard-faced... unsympathetic drug addict that we'd led to believe when we first met her.
Interesting, because all while this is playing out, I still can't quite figure out how Whitney's going to leave. But now you've just said that, you don't think that they're going to just end up agreeing to live together and she's going to help Keely along the way or something like that, maybe?
Well, I mean, presumably the catalyst for Whitney leaving is going to be when she finds out about Lauren.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's
going to be
the main thing on which she goes, oh, do you know what? See you later. I'm done here. Yeah, goodbye.
But I still don't know why she would leave the square when she's got Zach's kid. Do you know what I mean? I still can't quite figure that out. So she's making this huge deal about getting Brittany settled. So why would she then leave? That's what I can't figure out.
Well, I figure that it'll be a combination of the two. Like, maybe there'll be a moment where she'll move back to Milton Keynes with Bianca. This is what I think is going to happen. She'll find out about Lauren.
She's going to go back.
She'll yell at Bianca a bit for keeping it a secret. And then ultimately, Brittany and Bianca will go back to Milton Keynes. And then them and Keely will be able to work out some sort of relationship.
Okay.
And then what will happen is that James Farrar can go off and go and see Whitney whenever Zach needs a break. So I think that's basically going to be where it is. Okay. I mean, how far gone is Whitney now? Do you reckon that she... I don't think she's
don't
going to be
able... I remember now what she last said.
I don't think she's going to be able to give birth before she leaves, is she? I think she's too early for that.
I'm not sure, because I'm... I think she was about 5 months when she had the car accident and she was in Milton Keynes. How long ago was that?
And, I mean, it's still too early for her to be having the kid. I mean, if she goes into labour, then that's going to be... not good, I think, at this stage.
I don't know. Let's look it up in a bit.
Let us look in the comment section. Let us know in the comment section, but I'm fairly sure it's too... I think it's far too early for her to be giving birth.
When's she actually leaving there? When's Whitney officially
gone? This at some point this month. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. In that case, it's too soon.
I think it is too early, isn't it? How do you think this is now going to play out? Because they managed to get Brittany back. Everything seems to be sort of happy, and Bianca is kind of keeping a gob zipped for now. That's not going to last, though.
Maybe it's going to be Lauren who's going to spill, because she's
a bit of guilt.
We're having some scenes with Lauren being like, oh my God, I'm turning into my dad, and you know, we don't want him.
Well, the weekend with Whitney proposing to him, doesn't it? Like, Whitney proposes to Zach, watched by Ollie Alexander.
And Lauren,
like Lauren sort of sees it and then sort of walks out. So is Lauren sort of harbouring more feelings than she's kind of giving away there, do we think?
I think that she is, but I think a lot of it, I think it'll just be the guilt thing, and I think it could be Lauren. But it's awkward, isn't it? Because I don't think anyone wants to be the person to reveal it to Whitney and put her under stress while she's pregnant. Mm. Otherwise, Bianca would have told her by now. But the fact that she's pregnant and was already stressed about the Brittany thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's either going to be Lauren
or Penny?
Bianca.
Or
Penny,
Penny
doesn't know yet. I mean, Penny doesn't know yet. She might find out. Yeah. I don't know whether Bianca will be able to keep it a secret for that long. I feel like if Zach puts one toe out of line, then Bianca will just blab.
Like I say, it's just awkward because she's pregnant. You don't want to cause her, you know, unnecessary stress. Although I guess this is kind of necessary stress, to be fair, but...
Mm. It's going to be interesting. So with Bianca now in the square for a little while, I'm hoping that we might get a scene between her and Cindy, because Cindy will have been around when Bianca was around. So I wonder if they're going to have their moment. I'd quite like it if Bianca doesn't know that she's alive yet. I bet she does, because I'm sure someone will have told her. But I would quite like it if Bianca has that moment of, sorry, how are you alive? What's going on here, please?
Yeah, that would be quite nice. No, she'll have known by now.
I think she probably will have known. Yeah, that would be nice. But Bianca in the calf for a little while, that's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, even if we've only got it for like another couple of weeks, that's going to be nice.
It's a great way of him doing it whilst to give Bernie some time, so we know everyone knows it's temporary. I think it's great.
Do you think Bernie will go back in the calf to work again?
I feel like she's going to, she's going to have this time while Bianca's there. I don't think that she would. But
I don't think you would, would you? I don't think you would.
No, I don't think you would, but I think that she will, because where else is Bernie going to go and what else is she going to do?
She could go back in the Vic kitchen. Quite liked it there.
Yeah, but she was only there when they were doing breakfasts, weren't she? I don't think they're doing them since CAF's reopened.
Don't get me wrong, I think the CAF has been the making of Bernie. I really like her in there. She's a great character for the CAF.
Mm.
So I hope she goes back in there, because it really, really suits her as a character. But I feel like you would struggle to go back in there. Like, just
walking along
the floor where your brother was found dead. You know, I think that would be difficult. Mm.
Definitely. Or alternatively, she could go and work at the Albert alongside Felix. Maybe.
She spends enough time in there. She loves it in there, does Bernie, doesn't she? I'll have to wait and see. But yes, good stuff with Bianca this week. Really looking forward to sort of seeing how that plays out. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. Okay, a bit of a brief discussion now about Yolandi and Patrick and Clayton, the evil Pastor Clayton. Basically, what happens this week is that Yolandi is making people worried, isn't she, with her behaviour. Like, her and Patrick has absolutely no idea what was going on. Like, sort of kind of where we thought this was going to go next, wasn't it? Where Patrick's sort of, like, you know, trying to touch her or hug her, and she's kind of, get off.
Flinching
and just being really sort of, just acting really out of character for herself. And what was interesting this week is that she's really questioning her faith. There was a nice scene between her and Jean in the laundrette where she kind of basically said, I don't know what to do now with my faith.
I'm having
you know?
A crisis of faith.
Yeah.
But I mean, can't relate because we're not speaking for you as well, but we're not religious, are we? But to think that you might have a like something that you strongly believe in and then all of a sudden you're completely questioning it.
Yeah, because I always question like how somebody deals with their faith when something really horribly traumatic happens to them like that. Like, how do you process that in terms of, why?
Even
what did
if
I
it
do
was
wrong? You know?
If it was something traumatic that happened outside of church and was unrelated to church,
yeah, but
might
that's
have
even
a crisis
worse,
of
isn't it?
faith.
That's even worse,
But
isn't it?
Because it's happened in church and by a pastor.
Yeah,
like,
it's interesting.
Yeah, it's no wonder. But she's having a crisis of faith, but she is still, you know, she's still praying and asking for that guidance.
She is still praying to the point where she nearly sets fire to the kitchen at one point. And she's also like kind of attracting alarm bells with the fact that she basically tries to distract herself from it all. I think this week when she's talking to Chelsea about getting Jordan baptized. Now, Chelsea, I think, is on the same boat as me and you are, where she's sort of like, no, I don't really need him baptizing. Thanks very much. You know, but it's all about sort of Yolandi basically trying to distract herself from what's going on. We see some more of Levi this week as well. I feel like, because I've heard rumblings that there's a big Chelsea story coming at some point this year.
It could be related with him.
It seems that way, but
I've just been seeing him as like a little bit of a middleman between the Truman clan and Pastor Clayton personally, but you could be right.
Well, I feel like they're keeping him around for a reason. Like he's not a big part of anything at the moment, but they've sort of made a point of telling us what his name is, telling him that Chelsea sort of
Chelsea's
kind of into
yeah.
him, and he's sort of hanging around a little bit.
You
so
don't think Chelsea's going to suddenly turn religious or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel
I'd be
like
surprised at that character turn around, given the history with the father as well. And,
well,
you know.
Exactly. I think the last thing Chelsea would be is religious, but you never know. It might be interesting for her to have maybe a slightly more healthy relationship with religion if Levi turns out to be a good one. But unfortunately, because he's a new man, we instantly don't trust him. So if something bad's going to happen with Levi, who knows?
Oh, I've not distrusted
he seems all
him
right so
straight
far.
Away.
He seems all right
but
so
surely
far.
we can't have, because he's about to become a pastor as well. We can't have two bad pastors, right? Surely
no,
not.
No.
Surely not.
Surely not. Wait, watch this space with that, I think. But yeah, there was some horrible sort of taunting going on with Clayton this week, like sort of the really kind of creepy scene where
really
they were talking.
Nasty, yeah.
Yeah, that was. I really like the way that scene was blocked, like sort of like they're talking via
over
the fence. Yeah, and then like the gate appears and then this sort of like, oh, that barrier between us is suddenly gone. That was really nicely filmed, that scene. I liked it a lot. However, the really, really, really exciting part of this is that this week it was announced that next week we should be getting a two-hander between Patrick and Yolandi.
Yes.
I can't
Very.
wait. This is our second two-handery. We've not had, with the Cleanse Era, he knows this show, and this is our second two-hander. We had one with Jay and Lola.
Yeah,
but I feel like this one is going to be a lot more traditional. In the sense
of, definitely,
this feels like it's going to be a seat. It's basically going to be like in the Fox Truman house, just between Patrick and Yolandi.
Yeah.
And this is spoiler alert, Siren, Siren,
spoiler,
Siren.
I was just going to say,
exciting that you should know this, gives you something to look forward to with this week, where she will tell Patrick what's gone on.
I've read that there's going to be some flashbacks as well, but I don't know.
I think that was regarding the actual episode where it happened. When the flashbacks happened. I think this is more to do with.
This is literally just going to be.
Yeah, I think, as far as I can tell, this is literally just going to be the two of them talking, and it's going to be written by Lauren Clee, which we are excited about these days. Yeah, very good. Very good. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to that. That is next Tuesday, I think, that episode is going to be airing.
Tuesday, yes.
Very
exciting.
Excited about that.
I mean,
really,
not excited like because of the story.
No, but it's going to be amazing.
Exciting for us to watch.
Rudolph Walker and Angela Winter doing a two-hander together. Yes, please.
And it's going to be interesting to see how Patrick takes on the news as well.
How do you think he's going to react to it?
With anger at
first.
He's
going to go mad, isn't he? He's going to go absolutely mad.
I think we're going to have that moment like we had, was she called Sarah in the flashbacks of Pastor Clayton's victims and she
yes,
was telling her
the
husband and
like
trying to stop him
out,
from leaving. I think
that
we're going to have all of that.
If Yolandi was like one of those people, that would be the moment that we'd see if we were flashing back, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're going to have a moment like that. I don't know. How's Patrick going to handle it moving forward himself?
I mean, I do think that at some point Denzel's going to find out what went on, and then we're going to get Denzel the Hulk sort of
Denzel called
him.
Pastor Clayton's number from day one.
Right from
he?
Day one, yeah. So,
Imavani and Nugget, yeah.
Yeah.
They
knew
straight
wait.
Away.
I cannot wait. I'm very, very excited about this.
It's also not nice seeing Yolandi like struggling.
Oh, she's really struggling with this so much, isn't she?
Anyone.
She's really struggling with this so much.
We've not seen her talk to Elaine this week, who's the only person that we know knows. So at least she's going to have that. Like, I think it's going to be good for Yolandi that at least she can go to Patrick, hopefully, now.
Yeah, I wonder whether it's going to be Elaine that sort of pushes the conversation between the two of them together.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, because we've seen Elaine's. Yeah, been a bit
Elaine's
involved
sort of,
in their relationship.
Elaine, I think, is sort of...
in a good way.
Yeah, I think Elaine has dealt with it quite well so far in terms of... Because her hands are tied, basically. Like, she clearly wants... She would love to go straight to the police. And she'd clearly love to just punch Clayton in the face. Mm-hmm. But she can't do either of those things at the moment because she's trying to get... She can't just keep Yolandi's trust because she's been trusted with this really horrific secret. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do? And I think the whole thing with Elaine is that she's trying to sort of basically make up for how rubbish she was during Linda's... Mm-hmm. attack. So it's interesting. I cannot wait for this two-hander. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. That's going to be the highlight of next week for sure.
Definitely.
Right, ladies and gents, another brief little story before we get on to the biggest story of the week. So let's talk about that. Okay, before we get to the big storyline, we'll have a brief discussion about what went on with the Knights this week. Basically, this week, Anna is trying to get in touch with Eddie to try and sort of work her way into getting George to Gloria's funeral. However, as it transpires, the funeral's already happened and he's missed it.
She's a day too late.
That's mean, isn't it?
So he claims, but I also believe it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, either way, George ain't going to that funeral, which, when Anna said that, I was like, my mouth genuinely fell open. I was kind of like, that's bad. that's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
But one final dig from Eddie before, that's just awful. Poor George. However, what I would say about this week, again, we had some news released this week, Ree.
Spoiler alert.
We are finally going to be meeting Junior. A trailer was released yesterday at the end of the episode, or yesterday as we're recording. And then the scene is released that George Knight is about to get the shock of his life as he comes face to face with Junior Knight, his estranged son. With a complicated father-son relationship spanning decades, Junior arrives in Walford as George continues to spiral following Gloria's death. Whilst the reasonings behind their estrangement and the circumstances relating to their shock reunion remain under wraps, it soon becomes apparent that George's enigmatic firstborn may be keeping a few cards close to his chest. And George is Junior is going to be played by Mika Balfour. So, this is very exciting. We've been saying for a while that clearly Junior is on his way at some point, and we've now had official confirmation that he is on his way. There was a trailer released, very nice trailer with like them all in a boxing ring, but there was Cindy in there, there was Elaine in there, the girls in there as well. So clearly the Junior is going to be causing some drama. Do you think that there might be something to do with Cindy in there?
Well, has George Jr. had something with Cindy in the past? Do you think?
I would not put it past her for a millisecond.
I mean, I was wondering, because surely we might have had that mention between George Sr., as we're probably now going to have to call him, and Cindy. Would they have not mentioned it somewhere along the way? But then maybe It's just that George Jr.'s tried it on with Cindy, maybe, or something. But for all we know, what if he's actually Anna's dad?
I mean, nothing's beyond the realms of possibility, is it?
Right.
I mean, we don't know a huge amount about Georgie's about Junior's mum. Junior.
Mom, yeah.
We're just going to call him Junior.
Call him Junior.
Junior.
Okay.
Junior. We don't know a lot about Junior's mum. All we know at the minute, I think, is that her name was Sabrina, and that was before George met Cindy.
Yeah.
So I wonder I don't know if we even know whether she's still alive or not. If so, then Sabrina Knight showing up is going to be a day. That's a good name. It's not as good as Jazzy thing, but it's still a good name.
Also, were you surprised that Junior looks a little bit older than I was expecting?
He does, but then I kind of thought, yeah, it makes sense. So clearly this is his firstborn, George is, so that he's clearly going to be...
Have we been told his age, roughly?
No, we haven't. I don't know what the age difference is between them. But this is a relationship that spans decades. He could have been quite young. I don't know when he met Sabrina. So I think we'll find out more about that as the weeks go on. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be good. I have to say, I am loving everything going on with George at the moment. It's really, really interesting.
Same. I don't know. Well, this is not a spoiler. If you've seen the trailer, you can see that
you're supposed to see trailers.
Ring.
Come on, guys. You're supposed to see trailers.
So he's in a boxing ring.
Mm.
So what? Do you think he's going to meet him at one of these fight clubs or something? Is that
maybe
how they're going to bump into each other? Or I just don't understand why they're in a boxing ring. I'm feeling like that's somehow relevant.
I mean, it's very George themed, isn't it? And I think maybe the gloves are off. That seems to be the theme of the trailer. So there's clearly going to be some fighting. There's clearly going to be some drama. They've got to think outside the box with this stuff, Ree. Think outside the box.
Well, no, because there is a reason. Because I've also thought that George has been a little bit, we've seen bits from this week, but there's been a definite distance. And I know that he's grieving. But to me, it's because he's still going off to the fight club and doing his thing. And they're all kind of maybe just
Could be.
So I'm wondering, is that... I don't know, because I'm sure we know that Junior's like a boxer as well, or... something.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got that in my head.
I don't know. But yeah, possibly. I don't
know.
That's But I'm really looking forward to this. Very, very exciting. I think there's going to be some connection with Cindy. I feel like the way that trailer was framed that there's going to be something between Cindy and Elaine at some point. That whole thing with George and Cindy is going to kind of come to a head around that time, I think, as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So, any minute now. Any minute now.
I'm just thinking.
Any moment now. Right. So yeah, looking forward to that. And we will discuss that when it happens in the coming weeks. Right, ladies and gents, on to the final story of the week now. And that is Stevie. Right, final story of the week now. Oh my God, I loved this. This was great. So this was Jay and Nadine, and we finally have Stevie back on the square. Can I be honest with you? I genuinely thought they'd forgotten about this story. At the very least, I thought that something had happened, or like maybe the actor had become unavailable or something, and they just kind of thought, I guess we'll just forget about that then. Yeah. Because I think it was January when we first met this bloke, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Aunt Sal's funeral. It's been a fair few months, but we finally get Stevie Mitchell back on the screens this week.
Because he's seen Honey proposing to Billy at the marathon.
Yes, yes, all connected. So they know what
they're
doing.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. What are your thoughts on this bloke?
I think he seems like a really nice guy.
I mean, he does, doesn't he, really? Yeah. This is the thing with him, right? Okay, so I feel like one of two things are going to happen. Either he's going to turn out to be dodgy, or he's going to be dead by June.
Yeah, I think he's going to be dead by June.
That tends to be how
June,
these sorts of stories go.
Yeah, soon.
I'm dying, I'm dying, so I wanted to sort things out with you before I went. You know, that sort of thing.
Either that, but I think biologically, men tend to soften in older age. So maybe he was this awful guy. Maybe he has just genuinely softened and looked back on his life and gone, look at all these mistakes I've made, and maybe genuinely wants to make amends. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's still, Billy says that he's a chancer and stuff, and we're still seeing that side to him very much so along the way. And did Phil describe him as a bit of a scrounger?
Yeah,
and, you
Phil
know,
doesn't trust him either. So...
he's getting free drinks off Elaine. He's managed to get free... I mean, it's not that hard, to be fair.
No, Elaine just hands them out. Drink on the ass.
Drink on the ass.
So, yeah, but then he was getting other free stuff as well. Managed to get a free taxi, managed to get a free dry cleaning off your landing.
That was so stupid with a taxi, I'm sorry. It's like taxi drivers just not said anything. It's like, are you joking? A London cab is just going to go, all right, old man. Yeah, you can have that for
on.
Free.
Yeah, go on.
No.
Yes.
On.
So this basically is all mixed in with the Nadine being pregnant in inverted commas storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what kind of happens is Stevie arrives on the square and basically just turns up out of nowhere. Like, he's seen the proposal, like we say, from the London Marathon, and literally mm-hmm. just turns up in the Vic. And at first, he kind of gets the reaction he claims that he's expecting. Like, Billy tells him to go away. Phil tells mm-hmm. him to go away. Everyone kind of giving him the cold shoulder. And then he kind of keeps kind of popping back and sort of basically working his way in and becoming useful. And this is the thing that makes
Waving
me wonder...
his way in.
Well, this is the thing that kind of makes me wonder, because with everything that happens with Nadine, I kind of think that all worked very nicely to his advantage.
Yeah, I know. A part of me were wondering if he were going to be connected to Nadine, but obviously he weren't.
Yeah, I did wonder that at some point, yeah.
I think he just sussed her there quite early.
Yeah.
Like you say, you can't kid her, can you? So you're like, oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, my
above.
God, that whole reveal was brilliant. I absolutely
loved it. Yeah, that
was
it. Great.
Like,
Yeah.
The whole... Right, so basically, we meet Olivia this week. Now, if you remember, Olivia kind of appeared on... I feel like there's more to happen there, by the way. I feel like there's something else going on there. I don't think we've seen the last of Nadine.
You don't think it's the last of Nadine, then?
No, I really
see,
don't.
I thought it would just... I literally were like, why have they brought Nadine back? Oh, they just brought her back so that Stevie can somehow look better out of this situation.
She's been moved into the regular section of the credits, though.
Ooh. Oh,
why would you just leave
oh.
her there? Why wouldn't you just leave her at the bottom if you were only bringing her back for a week?
So what they're going to... You know, you're on it with these credits, Rob, so what
I
are you
always
going to
pay
do with
attention
her?
to that.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
So she must be in.
So...
Okay. So she weren't just back for this.
No, I feel like there's more to come with her. And good, because I like the character. I think she's interesting.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
this whole thing with Olivia, essentially what happens is the story we're being led to believe is that this girl, Olivia, was really jealous of Nadine's accomplishments at university. So basically blackmailed her when she found out about all the ketamine and the sex
Because
work and all that kind of thing.
She's got into some law firm over Nadine
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
The
no,
story
Nadine's got in
doesn't.
over her, sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't feel fully formed to me. I feel like there's more to it than that.
I don't know. It does seem a
Because
bit
wouldn't you just
believable. Because
go,
obviously
wouldn't you?
she's trying to get into a law
Yeah, but wouldn't
profession.
you just
That
deny
would.
it? Like, what proof has she got?
That's. No, I don't know,
Like,
actually. Yeah, that's true.
if any place is going to ask you for proof of something, it's going to be a law school.
And
You
you'd
know,
think that
evidence,
Nadine would have been smart enough to cover her
and
tracks as well
blackmail,
if she
that's
knows.
just as illegal as anything the Dean's doing. So there's something
So
else
you
going
don't
on there.
believe that. Oh, so you don't
No.
believe it's just that?
No, I don't.
Well, then
Because
why? Okay.
there was a big thing made of looking at her, like when we saw her looking at her phone, we saw the name Olivia, and then we sort of meet this girl, and even Olivia was like, I don't like doing this, like I'm not happy about it. There's something else going on there, I'm telling you. There is other,
Oh,
there's
yeah,
other,
she
there's
did
other,
say that. Yeah, you're right. And
yeah.
then she went, how do you think I feel?
Yeah, there's other layers going on to that, I'm sure. We ain't seen the last of
Oh,
Nadine.
yeah, you've
Telling
got
you
a
now.
point.
Telling you
Oh,
now,
I
we ain't
didn't
seen the
see
last of Nadine.
that,
But basically, aside from that, she sat in Bill's heels, and then like once Olivia's walked off, she kind of starts getting annoyed with the fake bump she's got on her, starts like moving it around. And then kind of like Stevie is sat on the other end of the restaurant. Probably got that meal for free as well, by the way. Probably just
yeah.
like
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's got a
probably.
freebie off Ian. Maybe Cindy.
Yeah, maybe Cindy. Or whoever else works there. And like Stevie's like, saw that. So you're faking all that, yeah? That's not real. And so we had this really nice scene where Stevie basically is like say telling Nadine, like, you're doing this to the wrong bloke, all right? Jane's a good bloke. So Nadine tries to blackmail him. And for a second, you really want Stevie to say no to it, don't you? I feel like that's the thing I got from that. So you wanted Stevie to be on the side of the Mitchells.
Yeah, definitely. But well, he was. He knew
Well, he
how
took
to
the
handle the
money.
situation, though, I think. Yeah,
Well,
but he gave it back. Did he give it all back?
no, but he kind of chucked it at her, and then Dean just walked out without it. So I think he then gave it to Lexi to give to Jay. So he didn't
But did
keep
he
it.
take a bit out of it
I don't know. I
first?
don't think
That's
so. I
what
mean,
I
I
would.
would have done.
I actually
I would have done.
rewound it and were like, I can't quite tell.
No,
But that seems like something he would have done.
I think he gave it all to. I think
Gave it
he
all
gave it all to
back.
Lexi.
Wow.
So what we have is a reveal scene in the Vic. It's brilliant, this scene where Like, he gets his walking stick. So he's been walking around with his walking stick all the time, right? And he basically just pokes the dean in the stomach and just
They're all
lifts up
green
her
light.
dress. Yeah. Thinking that he's gone mad and he's just poking this pregnant woman in the stomach with a walking stick and then lifts up her dress and the cushion thing is revealed. And it was just a really, it was a great duff duff on Wednesday. I really enjoyed it.
You were.
So then Jay kind of goes into fairly predictable sort of territory, goes a bit mad, tries to go on a
JMO.
bender, meets, kind of nearly goes back onto the drugs again. But again, Stevie sort of is there, sort of blocking that and saying, look, you don't need to do this. You haven't let anybody down yet. This is where you turn around and you make things better before it
Why is
gets
he trying
worse.
to be besties with Jay so much? Do you think
This
he's
is the
just
thing.
rounding
This is,
in?
yeah, this is the, there's a side of me that, I mean, I really like him as a character. I think he's really interesting. But at the same time, I don't know if I 100% trust him yet.
No, it's almost, I don't know, it's almost like he's manipulating it so well. But then I don't know why he's, well, actually, no.
Because that the Dean situation fell into his hands. Do you know what I mean? Like, that couldn't have gone better for him.
I guess it's because Jay and like Lexi don't know him personally. So it's like, well, there's no point me trying to get through you, get through to Billy and Phil because they know my past. You guys don't know me. I'm just a gentle old guy.
Well, I'll work on Jay. I'll work on Lexi. Lexi's enamored by him instantly. Like, Lexi really likes him. I mean, how many 11-year-olds get to meet their great-great-granddad, to be fair? So,
I know, right? But
I
did you
am.
like the scene where obviously he stops Jay from making a mistake and doing the drugs and they end up going back to Callum, Jay and Lex's flat and Billy and Phil are there and then they're having a drink and then later on you see him having a drink with
Yeah, he's
Callum
just
and
having a great
Jay
time. Yeah.
and I didn't realise, I thought it was so cleverly done how Billy and Phil just stood in kitchen behind watching on so we're expecting them to still
Still be there, just watching from the
they're there
outside, like
like oh
really
my
miserably.
God.
Yeah, I
What do
mean,
we actually, what do we know about Stevie though? Like, what do we actually
so
already know?
okay, so he, let me get this right. So he is, this is completely off the top of my head because the Mitchell family tree is bloody complicated.
Right. Yeah.
So
Well, he's
he
Eric's brother,
is,
right?
yeah, so well, he's Stevie is the dad of Charlie and Billy. And then Charlie is the dad of Jamie, who came to live with Billy, and Billy knocked him about a bit, and that's how that
And then he
sort of
got
whole
with
thing played
Sonia,
out.
and then he
And he got
got
with
run over,
so
and he had
we know
great
Jamie's story.
curtains.
And do you know what? He's hot as hell these days. Have you seen Jack Ryder recently?
I haven't actually, no. He were a heartthrob when he were in it,
He was a
weren't he?
heartthrob, but now he's a modern day heartthrob. Like, he's lost the
Oh, was
curtains, and
there?
he's just he was in
Ah, okay.
Hollyoaks a while back, and
I would have hoped he'd lost the curtains, to be fair.
yeah, that's very 90s thing, wasn't it? It's very 90s, the curtains. Yeah, that whole take that look, that was a thing back in the 90s. Not that I was born in the 90s, obviously. And I wish. But then the mum was called Janet. There was a bit of confusion this week, because I'm fairly sure that Billy's mum was called Janet, which is who Janet is named after. But he called her Val or something this week. So I don't know whether they got the name wrong or whether somebody else has gone on there. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, yeah,
I
he
got,
did.
yeah,
Or
I
has he had a
don't.
second wife or
Yeah,
something?
maybe. I think people maybe got a bit confused because that's who Janet is named after. So
Oh,
why else
maybe
would
he
you
had
call her?
another
Why else would
partner.
you call a girl in this day and age Janet, for God's sake?
Maybe he had another partner. You don't
Maybe,
know.
maybe.
Sorry to any Janets out there. Lovely name, Janet
Yes, yeah, it's a
Jackson.
lovely name, but
Please, lovely name.
I don't think there's many there's not many
Not
little
many baby
girls these days.
Janets.
No, not maybe baby Janets these days. Show me the register that tells me how many Janets were born in the last 10 years, please. So yeah, that's basically where he comes from and where he fits into the family tree. But yeah,
But
I
I mean,
can't
what do
help.
we know about why the
Well, not a lot.
circumstances around Billy? I didn't
He
think there was that
left. He
much.
basically just walked out, kind of, and then all we basically know about him is that he's a bit dodgy and that he walked away from his family, and Billy's found it really hard to kind of forgive him from there because he had to go into care, and that was a whole thing with Billy a few years ago that he.
Was he in the flashback episode that we had when they did the robbery with Keeble's
I
dad?
don't think he was. Charlie was.
Right,
Charlie
okay, yeah.
was. I don't think we met
That's what I
Stevie in
was
the
trying to
flashback.
remember, but I think I must have been thinking of Charlie then.
But it was quite helpful that we met Charlie in that flashback. Because I don't feel like, I feel like this era has actually done wonders for Billy as a character. Because I think Billy's sort of, we've not really explored Billy's backstory in a long, 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 long time.
That is
And
true, actually, yeah.
so to give us a bit more insight into what Billy's past life was like and sort of remind us of his immediate family was really helpful. Especially
I
now
mean,
that.
he must be bad if Phil's like, stay away. Like, Phil is adamant that this guy's bad. Yeah. So what exactly is he done?
And what
that
does Phil know? Because Phil's always
exactly.
got a secret, hasn't he? So what does Phil know? Yeah, very interesting.
So maybe he has done something like horrendous. We're just seeing this nice guy act and believing it.
I don't believe it, though.
People get older, like you're saying, like, is he on his deathbed? So you don't believe any of it at all? You don't think that he's a guy that could have just softened in age and he's got regrets about his life?
I mean, there is a difference between being someone that we're meant to see as a villain and being someone who's a bit of a dodgy, you know, like Rocky or Alfie. You know, like, he could be more on the Rocky side of things, where he's just a little bit of a chance or a little bit of a dealer, will occasionally do something that's quite questionable, but deep down is a fairly good guy. Or something really horrible has happened and he must have done something really horrible to find repentance for it.
I don't feel like, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing that he walked out on Billy and Kerr, but I don't feel like Phil would be as resentful to him because of that.
Billy's whole thing is the fact that you walked out and that's why I had to go into care. That's Billy's problem.
So why does Phil?
Phil, on the other hand, it feels like Phil is holding something back and waiting for a bit of a scene between him and Phil at some point to sort of maybe get a bit more insight into what's gone on.
We're forgetting something major that he's a villain.
He smokes. Right? He smokes.
And he even tried to light up indoors. He did. He used to be a super villain, right?
And the last bloke that did that was Eddie. So Eddie smoked indoors. As we always know, if you're smoking soaps, you're a bad person these days.
And if you're doing it indoors, then... Right, he is a villain then. He's done something horrendous.
Because we're only supposed to see smokers as bad people these days. Don't forget that, Ray. Yeah. You know?
Not that we're saying that. But in soap land, that is a definite thing.
So yeah, really interesting. So go on then, give me some, if you had to like nail this down and like predict it officially for what's going to happen with this, where do you think it's going to go? Bit of dead air. Go on.
You put me on the spot sometimes, Robin. I'm like, I feel like there's going to be, like, now you said the Nadine thing. So is there going to be, I feel like is he going to end up being like Jay's real granddad somehow, and he had some kind of actual relation? I don't know, because the Jay thing, I don't understand why he's so invested in Jay when he's not real Mitchell in inverted commas.
Well, you know how the theories tend to go when somebody mysterious turns up. A few people are hypothesizing that he might actually be Phil's dad and that something happened with Peggy many years ago. I don't believe that myself. I feel like that's not true. But that's a theory that some people are throwing around.
Okay, yeah.
And that so via that, Billy and Phil would actually be half brothers.
Brothers, yeah.
Which I don't think I believe yet.
Yeah. Oh, but why was he at Aunt Sal's funeral? So there's got to be a connection there, maybe.
We have a lot more to find out about him, I think.
Because it doesn't make sense, really, that he was at Peggy's sister's funeral. You've been obsessed with that
since the moment it was Aunt Sal's funeral was announced.
Why would he be there? He's not related to her.
Because he's a Mitchell.
It's his sister-in-law's sister. So why was he? I don't know. Well, but all right, maybe he knew her and she were a family member, but
yeah, I think that's
why
enough.
Is he back and what's going on?
I think that's enough.
I
think maybe that was even enough. Like, if he's been thinking all this time, right, I want to try and make amends. Oh, right, Aunt Sal's funeral's coming up. I'll go to that.
Oh, I might see some of the relatives.
Maybe.
Phil might be there. And
Billy will definitely be there. I know Billy will be there. So maybe that's why he wanted to make amends with Billy. So that's why he then went to the funeral, because he knew that Billy was going to be there.
Yeah,
possibly.
All right, fair enough. Okay.
Possibly.
Other than that, Rob, if I'm honest with you, I actually have no idea where this is headed, because I thought he's a nice guy, but he can't be. So.
Or alternatively, he's just a lonely old man. He wants some comfort in his last years. You know, it could be any of this. I'm very intrigued to find out, though. I really, really like Stevie. Yes. Can't wait to find out what's gone on. And let us know in the comment section where you think the Stevie storyline is going. Do you trust him? Is he a goodie? Is he a baddie? Is he a middly? Let us know what you think. Gold star this week, Ray. Who are you giving your gold star to this week? I bet I can guess.
torn between two people, but I think I'm gonna have to give it to our Queen Bianca.
I thought you
she's
might.
She's only here for a few weeks as well, I did rather enjoy those slaps that she gave. So,
Fair enough. I'll give mine to Stevie, I think. I really enjoyed Stevie this week. So Bianca and Stevie for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. And as usual, the final section of the podcast is comments from you lovely people.
So comments, Rob, I've got one from our Instagram page from Elsbells, who says, was a good one. Glad they didn't drag out the Nadine J storyline.
See, I saw a few people saying that they're glad that whole fake pregnancy thing sort of got resolved quite quickly. And to be honest with you, I wasn't that against. I quite like the idea. I like fake pregnancy storylines sometimes because they tend to be really, really camp.
Like, I know what you're saying, but I think there must be a reason why it's ended so soon. Well, especially now you're saying that Jazzy Phoenix is in the middle of the credits.
Yeah.
So there must be more to it.
There's more to come with.
Did you also notice that Stevie said to her, like, that story about someone who used to fake heart attacks, and then he said, maybe you should go and get a real pregnancy test or something? Because he was like,
I just find it hilarious what Nadine's plan actually was. Like, because she was sat there going, oh, no, yeah, well, you know, if we need to win Billy rounds, I'll take a DNA test. That's fine. It can come to a scan.
When I'm settled in my new place.
Yeah, he can come to a scan. Screw it. I'll let him come. He could come in for the birth. Yeah, that's fine. Come in. I'll give him birth to my cushion. Yeah, it was like, how far was she planning on pushing this?
Because it wasn't ever going to last that long, though, because she reckoned that she was about 7 months along. So she would have only been able to do it for a couple of months anyway.
So she could at least have, like, you know, given herself a bit more time. But I've just discovered that I'm pregnant. But then that wouldn't have worked, would it? Because of the dates. That's why she had to do it that way. But it was just like, I don't know how she thought this was going to work. How much money did she think she was going to get off Jay in that short amount of time to set sort of this debt?
I still don't buy, why did she go to Jay out of all the clients? He's not exactly. Well, I doubt that he was the richest client that she had.
But then surely. I think what we're being led to believe is that it was the most, because she said to Steve that most of the other clients would have just kicked her in the stomach.
Yes, that is true. She did. Yeah. Okay.
So I think that's kind of, you know, she kind of thought Jay was her best bet.
Yeah, fair enough.
I guess. We did get quite a few comments about Stevie. Seems to be quite popular. Emily Ann Wiltshire said, I'm absolutely loving Billy's dad, loving how he exposed Nadine, then really looks out for Jay. Hope Billy gives him a chance. Pamela Brown says, think Stevie is dying and has returned to make amends. And Tammy Table said, I hope Stevie is legit. I don't want to call him decent too early, though. So people like him. And it's not surprising because he came across really, really well this week. But that's how you do a twist, isn't it? And then he'll have some evil reveal at the end. But I really hope that he doesn't. I'm happy for him to be on the same sort of level as Rocky, where he will do some questionable things, but deep down as a decent guy.
We don't know enough yet.
He's a Mitchell.
Like we said, the Phil stuff as well. Phil, you know, he's not exactly perfect himself. So the reason that he's so against him, he must have done something bad, I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's much more to discover. There's much more to discover. I look forward to it. And it seems that we'll be having some more from Stevie next week. So we'll sort of see how that goes. Marvellous. If you would like to get in touch with us and throw us any of your theories or questions or comments, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, indeed you can. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, we have the two-hander between Patrick and Yolandi. And you can expect me to be a quivering mess on the floor because I'll be that excited about it. I love a two-hander. That is my favourite sort of episode. If it was up to me, we'd have about 5 of them a year.
I know. I agree.
And a ridiculously strong writer as well in Lauren Klee.
Let's not forget. It's going to be a good one.
Queen Lauren Klee, who we're massive fans of. Going to be a good one. Make sure you're here to see our reaction to the fallout from that. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Bye from me.
See you next week. Bye.